Trading conditions are getting back to fuller form following the Easter break, and after taking another big beating in the holiday thin trade, we're finally seeing some profit taking on US dollar shorts from shorter term accounts. We haven't seen the euro above 115 or dollar yen below 140 for some time, which could be adding to the excuse for some mild profit taking. It's also possible that the buck is feeling a little better with US equity futures pointing up. After all, the recent narrative has been selling everything US, so a bounce in stocks could very well be helping the dollar to recover. Moving on, a Japanese Ministry of Finance survey revealed President Trump's tariffs are already hurting about 10% of Japanese firms, with auto companies reporting canceled orders and reduced factory hours, and tourism businesses fearing a stronger yen could deter visitors. Meanwhile, Trump has continued to pressure the Federal Reserve, warning of an economic slowdown unless interest rates are cut immediately. Over in Germany, the German government downgraded its 2025 economic outlook to stagnation from a prior 0.3% growth forecast. And in the UK, BOE Green noted a weaker dollar could ease UK inflation, but expressed concern over rising inflation expectations. Looking ahead, we get a round of Fed speakers, including Jefferson, Harker, Kashkari, Barkin, and Kugler, who are all likely to defend Fed Chair Powell and stress the Fed's independence. That's all for now.